Well, welcome to the ESU Buzz on a Thursday, and we're very pleased to be joined on our program this morning by Dr. Brent Thomas. Dr. Thomas is Dean of ESU's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Dr. Thomas, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Nice to have you here. And also, we're joined, very pleased to be joined this morning by Dr. Alana Longwell, Chief Medical Officer and Medical Director, Hospitalist for Inpatient Rehab at Newman Regional Health. Dr. Longwell, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you very much. Again, thank you both very much for joining us. An exciting topic today, folks. We are going to be talking about the Emporia State Pre-Med Fellowship Program and a new summer experience, a collaboration between Emporia State and Newman Regional Health. But Brent, let's start with you and talk about the Emporia State Pre-Med Fellowship Program, when this started, this specific program started, and how it's been going since it was launched a couple of years ago.
You bet. Well, this is something that I've been very excited to be a part of, and it's evolved and changed since the first days that we began offering this. But we accepted our first pre-med fellow back in 2019-2020 academic year. And this was created through the generosity of our alumni. Some of those folks are they're ESU graduates who are also physicians. Dr. Ostenfeld, Dr. Barnett were two leaders in establishing this fund in the early days to seed it, to get it moving. And we created this thing we call the Pre-Med Fellowship. And for a number of years, kind of what we've done is we solicit applications from incoming students who are interested in eventually going to medical school, and it's students that are eligible are graduates of Kansas high schools who are going to ultimately pursue medical school, MD programs or DO programs, and so we get the applications, and me and a committee of others, we'll select the recipients, and then once we've identified the recipient, we actually treat this a lot like when athletes and go have a signing ceremony, at the high school when they've agreed to sign to be an athlete at a particular university, they often do signing ceremonies. So we kind of stole that concept from athletics, and we travel to the student's high school and we have a signing ceremony for the fellowship. The fellowship will provide that student with $10,000 in scholarship money over 4 years, so $2,500 per academic year, on top of any other scholarships that they're probably going to be getting. And at the moment, we have four pre-med fellows on campus, Kinsey Underwood from Wamego, Maya Spinblad from Salina, Ian Watson from our own Emporia High, he's a freshman this year, and Trent Voth from Derby, who's also a freshman this year. So we've got four in the pipeline, and that's kind of what we've done up to this point, and it's been a fantastic experience to be a part of. I find those signing ceremonies really exciting. I get to meet these students before they even arrive at our doorstep. I often get to meet their parents, their coaches, their teachers. It's just a lot of fun.
Dr. Thomas, when this idea was set into motion a couple of years ago, what were some of the things that you wanted to really have these students experience as they were going through? And then we can start talking here a little bit more about the new summer experience, speaking of experiences.
Sure. You know, there was kind of multiple things that on our mind as we were establishing this program. Motivator was to give our fantastic pre-med program a higher visibility, make more people aware that we offer a pre-medical program here at Emporia State that's high quality. Our acceptance rates in the medical schools are just as good as KU's, and we wanted people to be more aware of that and just get a lot more interest in it. We also wanted to be able to recruit the best and the brightest into that program. So this fellowship was kind of designed to help with those things. But as you know, we're also an institution that has a long history, and we pride ourselves in providing our students with real-world experiences, high-impact hands-on learning, learn by doing sort of philosophy. And so, you know, where this is one of the things I'm so excited about is that now, thanks to the generous help of Dr. Longwell and others at Newman Regional Health, they're really going to take this to a new level by adding that kind of experience to the fellows program.
Brent, what was the application like, the process like? Did you have good numbers? Is it a competitive thing? And what kind of criteria do these students have to meet to apply and then continue to meet as they're in school?
It is a competitive process. We do see quite a few applications each year. And, you know, we look at things like the student's GPA. We also look at the courses they had in high school and take that into consideration. We look at ACT scores. We also look at the student also submits a personal statement. And we read through those and consider those as well. And also letters of recommendation from their teachers and coaches and others. All of those things are looked at, and it's often really tough. You know, there's a lot of really high-caliber applications in that pool, and it's often hard to pick.
Well, I imagine that the application pool will become much deeper with the addition of the new summer experience.
Indeed, Dr. Longwell.
I believe so. This, as far as I know, is something that is relatively unique. Clinical experiences are now an expectation to get accepted into a medical school. And med school admission has always been very, very competitive. But these expectations of the clinical hours and the experiential learning opportunities in a healthcare setting, those are often harder to come by today than ever before. And as far as I know, I think our fellows are going to have a guaranteed opportunity to actually exceed the expectations of med schools on their admissions expectations for clinical hours through this new program.
Given what Dr. Thomas just said here, Dr. Longwell, about the experience factor, what went into developing now the new summer experience, which is set to roll out here this upcoming summer?
Yeah, so the medical staff at Newman got involved with the pre-medical fellowship a couple of years ago. We wanted to kind of expand our outreach into the community, and ESU was obviously a great route to go for that, to join with ESU and the great work that they do and partner in that way. So the medical staff actually is working towards endowing a scholarship within the fellowship program so that that we would basically fund one scholar or one fellow per year. And so that kind of got us started. And then just meeting with Dr. Thomas and people from the foundation to kind of expand that partnership, we kind of started talking about the idea of an experiential learning opportunity for these fellows. As Dr. Thomas mentioned, there is now an expectation of pre-med students to have some shadowing experience. I believe it's a minimum of 20 hours, but the average is about 100 hours. Also, as you mentioned, those are hard to come by. A lot of us in practice are have busy practices. Students are left kind of cold calling physicians or trying to find a physician back in their hometown that they know that they can shadow. And so since we knew these were already going to be high caliber students, it gives us the opportunity to provide that for them while also giving them the opportunity to see what rural medicine is all about.
Dr. Alana Lonwell with Newman Regional Health talking about the new summer experience with the Emporia State Pre-Med Fellowship Program. Well, Dr. Longwell, what will the summer experience entail? What exactly will students have the opportunity to do?
Yeah, so what we've structured is going to be a six-week program. And it'll be 20 hours per week. We wanted to allow students to have flexibility to take classes or if they needed to work, that we could kind of work around their schedules. So that's the 20 hours a week. And then the six-week frame is going to give them enough time to see multiple aspects of the hospital. So we've taken that 6 weeks and divided it up into three two-week blocks. So there'll be one block focused on outpatient medicine, so your family clinic, pediatric clinic, internal medicine clinic, then a two-week block focused on the hospital, so spending time with our hospitalist department, our emergency department, and then as well as labor and delivery, and then some of our ancillary services like radiology and lab. And then a two-week time block with our specialty clinics, so cardiology, general surgery, orthopedics, so that they can get kind of a general feel of most of the specialties that we offer here at Newman and get a pretty well-rounded experience before they even start medical school.
Also sounds like, too, that they will complete another project that involves following a patient from essentially start to finish through the duration of the program as well.
Yes. So we're going to, in addition, they'll be partnered with kind of a mentor, which will be one member of our medical staff, and then that medical staff member and the student will help pick a patient that they see either in the most likely in the clinic or in the emergency department setting, and follow them throughout their course of care and treatment. So it might be a patient who comes in with appendicitis or abdominal pain, and that student would then follow the patient to radiology and watch them get their CAT scan. They would watch how the blood is drawn and what all blood is being taken to laboratory. And then they'd follow the patient on to watch the surgery in the OR, and then see them on the floor as they recover from surgery. So really see what that patient journey is like from start to finish, and all the different medical staff who are involved, all of the different just support staff that are involved in the hospital, and really get that full picture of what it's like to be a patient and to provide care.
What great practical experience. So, Dr. Longwell, how many students will you be able to take during a summer?
We're going to start with two, because there's generally two per class in the fellowship program. I think the current one, there's one junior and one senior, so we'll probably start this summer with either one or both of them. And then we'll start with taking, after that, we can take up to two, and then depending on how the program goes and the involvement of medical staff, there may be the potential down the road to take more. We just need to see how it evolves.
Well, and these students will be paid too, correct?
Correct. There will be a stipend. We don't want their time with us to deter from their ability to, if they need to do a work study program or need to work as part of their ability to get their higher education, we want them to be able to do that, this program, to be a deterrent to what they need to do in the rest of their lives.
Dr. Longwell, this clearly is a major benefit for the students that are going to be chosen for this program. How does this turn around and help the hospital, maybe not just immediately, but down the road as well?
I think there's a couple ways. One, it increases our visibility in the community and shows ESU and just the Emporia community how invested Newman is in Lyon County and Emporia. The other thing is, as I'm sure you guys talk about every day, workforce and workforce issues are going to be at the forefront of probably all of our careers for the next several years. And if we can work on developing a workforce even from the time these students are in undergrad, even if they don't end up at Newman, if they end up in rural medicine, that will be a huge benefit to our rural communities across Kansas.
Brent, let's bring you back into the fold here. Are the current pre-med fellowship students aware of this at this point?
I am actually getting a meeting scheduled with the two folks that have been here the longest, to basically to give them the great news and share this with them. But I have not had it. This is so new, I haven't had an opportunity to meet with them yet. But I think they are going to be very excited to hear about this opportunity.
Breaking information here, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I'm going to be meeting with them here very shortly to fill them in on the details and then connect them with Newman Regional Health and Dr. Longwell to start getting this scheduled and ready to roll for next summer.
Dr. Thomas, how do you see this possibly as Ron had mentioned earlier, I'll use another analogy, basically setting the pipeline for later on. You mentioned about deepening the pool. What about lengthening the pipeline for you, getting more folks into the program?
Oh, I think, you know, when we have an opportunity to, have this pre-med fellowship program, along with the generous financial support that we use to help attract these students into the pipeline, that's going to be a big help. But also the ability that Newman Regional Health is now giving us to, you know, guarantee these students an opportunity to have these experiential opportunities at the hospital is really unique and special. I think it's going to give us a real recruiting advantage for students interested in pursuing a career in medicine. I think that we can offer them something that they're not going to get elsewhere. So I think this really positions us well from our ability to recruit more students into our pre-med program.
Dr. Longwell, you mentioned that the students will get a stipend. Where's that stipend coming from? Who's paying that?
We haven't figured out all of the details. It'll either come from the general operations of the hospital or from the foundation. A lot of our foundation does go, foundation resources goes to education. So yeah, we just have to figure out the details. But it will come from the hospital.
Yeah. It's
something that EASU needs to provide.
Well, that's outstanding. That is outstanding. And Dr. Longwell, what's the reaction of the physicians? Are everybody on board excited about this?
Yeah, so far I've taken it to our medical executive committee as well as a couple other members of our medical staff who have also been involved with the pre-medical fellowship for a while, Dr. Harris and Dr. Heitman, and everybody is on board and excited. So I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to do some education and do some teaching and really get involved with the students here in town.
Boy, talk about a win-win situation there and
program.
A great collaboration. There's already a good relationship, obviously, between Newman Regional Health and Emporia State, but as Dr. Thomas mentioned, this takes the Emporia State Pre-Med Fellowship Program to a whole new level. Dr. Alana Longwell, Chief Medical Officer and Medical Director Hospitalist for Inpatient Rehab, Newman Regional Health, thank you for your time, Doctor, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you, too.
And Dr. Brent Thomas, who's the Dean of the Emporia State College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Brent, always a pleasure.
Thank you much. Always a pleasure to be here. It's a great day to be a Hornet.
Stingers up. And that is the ESU Buzz.